Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday morning. I think it's about the 27th of September. And it's about 20 to 9 in the morning. Not my usual time to be recording an audio boo. But this week and next week, I'm on holiday. So got much more time on my hands and obviously a different routine as well. I'm out with the dogs. Just come down to the cricket ground, which is a walk I like to do when I've got a bit more time, because it's a slightly longer walk, takes a bit longer to get here, but it's worth it because it's by the creek and, you know, it's just a nice different place to come for a walk. That said, we've just had to negotiate the roadworks that are part of the new Tesco development. Huge new Tesco Extra they're building in Fareham, which I have to say I'm not convinced of the need for, mainly because we've got so many other supermarkets around Fareham, and there's another Tesco Extra which is, less than 5 miles away, I would have thought. So I'm not quite sure why we need another one here. I think it's just probably part of Tesco's plan to essentially monopolise the supermarket business around the UK. We won't be shopping there when it's open because we've A, found them too expensive, and B, pretty much every time we go there's a problem with the bill where things are marked at one price on the shelf, but when you get to the checkout, they're a higher price, and then you have to go through all the rigmarole of customer service and so on and so forth. So we just basically think they're useless and we won't be shopping there probably ever. Anyway, what else am I doing this week? Oh no, I was going to say actually, although I don't see the need for the supermarket, I have been very, very impressed with the guys who are doing the construction work, or at least the road construction work. Where they're building it is right next to what is probably the busiest road in Fareham. It's pointless telling you the area, but basically it's the one road in and out of the next town, which is Gosport. And it's one very small roundabout, which during rush hour is always, always jammed. And I have to say, I haven't noticed that it's been any worse while they've been doing the construction work. The road layout's slightly different because they've obviously got diversions and things in, but I have to say I'm very impressed with those guys. They've been doing most of the work sort of about after 7 or 8 o'clock at night, so I guess if you happen to be living nearby, it's probably quite noisy for you, but it's certainly helped keep the world moving. Not that I think everybody should be driving, I think they should be getting the bus or the train, but there you go. Anyway, they've been doing a good job, so a good shout out to those guys. What else have we been doing this week? Well, complicated. We normally go away in the autumn and have a week's holiday. We were a bit up in the air as to whether we go because my dad's been poorly and not sure whether we were going to need to be around here or not. As it turns out, we've probably been all right, but we left it quite late in booking something, and then we've got builders coming next week to do our flat roof, and we just decided rather than try and find something last minute, go away, have to come back potentially the day or the day before the builders are due, we'd give it a miss. Plus obviously we've got the expense of paying the builders, so Jesus. Some guy just ridden by on a bike, not on the cycle lane, no effort to slow down. Bright orange, like that makes a difference. Have to say, I've recently become a grumpy old man when it comes to cyclists cycling on the pavement. I'd always kind of been on the roads are more dangerous than cycling on the pavement, and I still do believe that, but people who are cycling on the pavement not giving way to the pedestrians, you probably can't hear them coming because bikes are fairly quiet, not good. Anyway, minor side rant over. So in the end we decided we wouldn't go away, and it's only Tuesday, so I don't know how the week's going to pan out. We've just been doing kind of stuff we wouldn't normally do if it were a weekend. So we went yesterday went to the beach, took Wilson, got him swimming in the sea, which was quite an achievement. It's amazing what he'll do for a ball. So I'm quite pleased. We're just doing things like that. I've been playing quite a bit on the PlayStation, and generally just chilling out and not worrying too much about things. I do have a huge long list, it has to be said. List of things that we want to do this week or need to be done before the builders get here. And other tasks, things on the allotment and so on and so forth. But otherwise we're intending to spend a fairly quiet couple of weeks, which will be nice. As I say, we're not going away, we're just staying at home, but we're kind of treating it as a holiday. What's the little phrase? A staycation. That's the one. So staying at home and having a holiday. Anyway, I'm not sure how long I've been jabbering for, but probably about halfway around the cricket ground, judging by where we are now. So I'll sign off here. Hope you're having a good Tuesday, wherever you are in the world. And I'll speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.